Tuesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're in the middle of the halachos of Melicha, which is Siman Lamed Vav. We learned about where you're salting it, you put it in a place that the salt can ooze out and, you know, go down like on a slanted board. He talked about it has to sit in the melech for an hour. Right. Yud beis lachashe ayabasa munach b'molcho kishiyuro for an hour or b'di'evet 24 minutes. You napeis v'no melech heitev, take off the salt. Then you wash it well to get off the bloody salt and to get off any blood that rose to the surface because of the salt. You wash it well three times. The isha yiras Hashem, yesh lo lashgi, they used to do it at home. Visha yiras Hashem, yesh lo lagi, atzma, al adokas abosar, because sometimes they're too lazy. Ki lefamim ha-mishareses, the maid, Hashem, because they teach us amayim, she has to carry the water into the house. To tzamtzim, she'll do it with very little water. She'll basically end up sprinkling the meat with the holy water. You don't, because it can take back in the water, the blood. Sif Yud Gimel. Tzrichli Zoyer, the offals, when you're salting poultry, to remove the head, not to leave the head there, because there's the pipes, the windpipe, and the neck has the blood vessels in the neck have a lot of blood and it might stay there, then it'll go into the rest of the body. So you remove the whole head. And then there's ways of dealing with the head. But if the bird was salted together with the rosh, yaseh shelas chacham, chen tzrichon lizor b'zeh b'behema. The same thing with the behema, that the head should come off the body before you salt it. Sif yudalit. Bosa shaloi nimlech adayin, lo yanichu osu bimkom shalofomim yesha melach. With the salt, like on the ground, and you put it down. So then some blood comes out, and then it sits there, and it gets reabsorbed. So you mess yourself up. As if you do like a chatzi melicha, or a half-baked job, then you're just making things worse, because you're making sure that the blood moves around. Theoretically, original blood is not osur. It's if it comes out and goes back, which is the case whenever you do melicha, which is the case whenever you cook it. You have to get rid of the blood. You should have a special kli where you're putting the things that are nimlach. You shouldn't put anything else in these things, because it's always, it has some blood there. Being it was, you keep it clean, you think you keep it clean. But below hadocha, things that you usually don't wash off, so you can't assume it'll be washed off before he uses it. Theoretically, but the Yebed, it's very rare that it'll be Nisbashio. It's cold, it's there, you can wash it off. But they made this low plug. If you did it, then no chumras here involved in the blias itself. Those who follow the rules.
You have the same problem with me. The blood is lead back to the wall of the seer. Then you put more meat in it. It resolves back into the meat.
That's why you have to right away salt the meat. Haros shrichal chotchot kodem shriya before. Right? You have to cut it before the shriya. Belikach zaboach. Take out the brains, bulikroa esakrum sha'olat, to cut through the membrane. Lushrosa ulumocho bifnei atzma, as we explained before. The saroshikalamocho mi bifnim umi bachutz. inside, there's a hollow there, so inside and outside. That is not a problem. The hair on the head. Atzomashesh ben moach. There's marrow in it. If it's attached to the meat, then it's all one melicha. Mochan and abosar biyachat kemo shehein. Aval nifridu min abosar yom lechem b'fnei atzmam v'lo yunchu b'milchon eitzel abosar. Because one has more, one has less, and some of the dam could be absorbed in the other piece. Ragli behemos. What?
It's all salted together and you separate the rumen goes to salt it again.
If what?
Some of were salted together when it was meat.
Well, that's what he's saying. Now, right, it's all hakpadas. If it's called one piece of meat, you don't have to.
I'm saying then the butcher sells you chulin bones.
When did he separate it? Before he washed it off?
After
the... So then... If... Then...
Then
you don't have to be choshesh. Rabbi Behemos, when he's salting the legs, Tzrichim lachtoch roshei hatlofim kodem ashriya. You have to cut off the tips of the hooves. Leman yuchal adom lozov mehem. So that the blood can drain out. That's how they have to hang. Special procedures. Because the lave has different sources of dam. It has its dam, like any aver. And then you have the dam of the body coursing through it. Hareya, the long noyegin gamkein the long noyegin gamkein lechotcha to cut it v'lofach haknoknos hagdola shabal kodem hashriya. Hareya hakovei, that's the liver yesh bo harbe dam. V'tikol chaschila ein lo takono levoshlo adidei malicha, you can't cook it at all, even after salting. Ela tzrichel tzloso al ha'esh. That draws out all of the dam, or all the dam that's going to come out. Ela tzrichel mikodem l'chot ha'etev. You still have to do that. L'anicha b'chituch al ha'esh. L'man yishev ha'esh ha'etev kol adam sheba. L'madichin also kodem shemanichin also al ha'esh. You rinse it off, because otherwise it's dam be'en. Shemanichas al ha'esh, mochin also shem k'tzas. Some say even that, even the liver broiling needs a little melach to get out the dam, and we need to draw it out from just sitting there. It's all the nose watch, it's a real achila. You can eat it, the eighth is all radich, a gimel pomin, just like by the bishul. What? What?
For
covered,
not
good on the lichah. No, only tzliach. Tzrichim lizor l'tzloso dafka al ha'esh, over the fire, below b'tnar goruf, not in an enclosed place where you put it in. Ten lo yichachu osu b'niyor l'tzloso kach, not wrapped in paper, v'afilu b'niyor garua, thin paper, v'ayim b'sefer pischei tshuva. I know when I was growing up, many people put it in the broiler section of the oven, and they would kasher it that way, which you cannot do. You have to hold it over, something, and that's tzli. But you can't just broil it. That's not, broiling is not going to work. It's going to get reabsorbed. But you can't salt liver. What? I don't know, some people, when I was growing up, there were people who kashered livers by putting it in.
They have a separate pan that it drips.
Where's the fire?
The fire's on top.
I don't know if it doesn't draw out. Doesn't draw out the dam. You have to be tzoleh, you have to roast it. What?
Special liver
pot. Liver pot? Yeah, when you for afterwards, because even after it's nitzle, you're not supposed to cook it together with other meat. Why? Because first of all, you might think that salting's enough. Also, you might bring out so much salt that salt doesn't get taken out by the fire. That'll just sit on it, and the fire will cause it to be nivla in the kabet. So salt it lightly before roasting, but not a lot. And we call it kenshen lemloach kabet in basar biyachad. That's certainly just going to get the dam to go into the meat. Okay. Hello. Okay. Yeah. What? No, I don't have the address. What's the address? 36.